Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel. That's every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also check out Five Reasons YouTube before floor, an hour before every game, and post up 5 hours as soon as the game ends. Dono Daily every single weekday. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. You get all of the other stuff that we do, including baseball, MMA. The Hurricanes had a big stream a couple of nights ago, our sixth ring crew. So make sure you're subscribing there as well. Also, fivereasonsports.com for the latest content without a paywall, the latest takeaways from Brady Hawk. Those are already up as we speak, as they always are. So if you want to find out what happened in the game before finishing listening to us, check out Brady's takeaways. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. And we have a new one. We appreciate them joining us again. We love our local sponsors here. All Pro Construction Builders. All Pro Construction Builders. This is a Miami-based company. They do residential and commercial impact windows and doors, and they only use local manufacturers, American-made, family-owned and operated. They service Dade and Monroe counties. You only deal with the owner from start to finish, to sales reps or estimators, competitive pricing, but the quality will not be compromised. And you get 10% off when you mention Five Reasons Sports. So it's All Pro Construction Builders. Reach out to Danny, or just call him Danny, at 305-484-4429. That's 305-484-4429. Reach out to Danny. Again, it's All Pro Construction Builders. If you follow us on Instagram, whether at EJ Skolnick, which is mine, or Five Reasons Sports, you'll find out a lot more about them as well. So All Pro Construction Builders, welcome to the Five Reasons Sports sponsor family. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got it all banned. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Here's tonight's floor plan. I got Greg Sylvander with me. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. We're going to cover a couple of different things tonight. The Miami Heat did beat the San Antonio Spurs. They snapped a three-game losing streak. They win 112-95. As we speak, we're monitoring the Bulls' score because the Heat came in a game behind the Bulls in the Eastern Conference. That's a little trickier with the loss column stuff. But as we speak, the Raptors are up 2 on the Bulls at home in the fourth quarter. So we'll see how that plays out. But really, three topics that we want to cover tonight. And the first two we'll cover here before the break, which is the All-Star selections. Before we get to tonight's game and Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler is named an All-Star tonight. We had that for you a little bit earlier in the day that he would be the only All-Star. I don't think it's a significant surprise, even though Jimmy's missed 19 games to start the season. There was a little less competition at his position than there was for Tyler Hero. Jimmy, as much as he has frustrated, you know, some teammates in the past and all the rest of it, I think the coaches respect how good he is. They were foremost in this voting. It always seems like Jimmy doesn't get the votes from the players, but he does from the coaches, which is interesting. And Jimmy certainly deserving and could end up starting the game because Kevin Durant, one of the three front court starters, is not going to participate. So that's a possibility. This is Jimmy's sixth All-Star appearance. He's building a little bit of a Hall of Fame resume here. He doesn't love the All-Star game, Craig. We know that. It's in Cleveland. I wouldn't be stunned if he's a little banged up here in a week or two that maybe he passes on it. But as of right now, he's, you know, going to participate. And as far as Hero goes, you know, he was the other candidate for the Heat. When Lowry missed this recent time, I think that pushed him out because his numbers were not that strong. Bam missed more time than Jimmy did. And with Tyler, I just think it came down to a glut of guards in the East on competitive teams. Darius Garland gets in, Fred Van Vliet gets in, no LaMelo Ball, who you could have made a case for. He may end up replacing Durant, who knows. And there were a couple of other guards in the East. I think Drew Holiday, a couple of others that you could have made a case for. So I don't think it's any shame that Tyler didn't get in. He could be an alternate. I wouldn't anticipate it, but I think you and I both expected Jimmy to be the one all-star.
Yeah. And I think the coaches knew that what was driving, like, the best part of what had been driving this Heat team that's up towards the top of the conference is Jimmy Butler. Like, he continues to be, we've said it over and over again all season, at the height of his powers. And even though some of the late game stuff, there's question marks and the 3-point shooting, et cetera, like, we can poke our small holes, but overall, like, they're very first world problems. Jimmy Butler is awesome. He's having a great season. He's a two-way player that everybody respects. So I think that was an easy selection. It was interesting. You mentioned all those guards, Darius Garland. I was surprised. I thought Cleveland's pick would be Jared Allen and that they would take a guy from the front court. It would be like kind of just because they had to take a front court guy that Jared Allen would have gotten the pick from Cleveland, and they didn't really follow positions with the reserves. So it's interesting that there were a lot of guys that I thought were deserving. LaMelo Ball, you mentioned, was another one. And so to me, yeah, Tyler, he would be a great alternative just for the experience, because I know that when Bam went that first time alongside Jimmy, that he valued that experience, and Bam will get back there. I think that had Bam played every game so far this year, he would have been in the conversation, no doubt. So ultimately it's all good news. And we still haven't heard the final 3-point contest contestants and slam dunk contestants. So we'll see if any Heat players shake out of those groups too.
Yeah. And you look at the bigs really in the East, Embiid and Giannis are the only bigs, so to speak, on the entire team. Now it gets shuffled. I don't understand. I really don't understand. I don't want to have a big debate about this, but why they're still doing East West when then they're splitting up the teams anyway. It doesn't make any sense to me.
And positions, DeMar DeRozan is a guard, but he's playing four for the last 3 years. I mean, Nekias, you're right. I've heard him on Dunker Spot talk about it. He's right.
Yeah, no, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. And that's fine. I mean, you've got a pretty representative sample of the 24 best players this year. There's probably 36 to 40 players that are deserving for those 24 spots. And it's kind of where direction you go. I do think they'll probably take a big to replace Durant. I know some people are expecting LaMelo Ball. There may be a couple guys who don't end up playing in the West. Draymond Green has already said he's not going to play. He said that tonight. So probably DeJounte Murray gets that spot, or maybe, I don't know, maybe DeAndre Ayton gets that spot. I mean, there is a case to be made for a number of other players. I don't think Tyler is going to make it this year. And look, I know Barkley made sort of an impassioned speech for Tyler, which I thought was funny considering that he was trashing Tyler earlier this season, saying that he was playing against nobodies because he was a sixth man, and forgetting the fact that Tyler typically plays all 12 minutes of the fourth quarter against the best players on the other team. And now all of a sudden today he was making an argument for Hero over Butler. I don't really know where Charles's head is sometimes.
I bet he doesn't remember saying that.
No, he probably doesn't. I mean, the case to be made for Tyler over Jimmy was that Tyler has been more available than Jimmy, I think. But I think Tyler's recent struggles, which were remedied somewhat tonight, which we're going to talk about. I know that the voting went in a week ago before a couple of poor games from him, but I feel like he was trending down a little bit. If he had like sort of surged into the vote, I think he might have had a better opportunity. But I do think there will be opportunities for him in the future. And again, this is fluid. There are guys who make all-star teams that you never hear from again. Jamal McGlure was an all-star. We love Big Cat, but I mean, come on. Jrue Holiday was an all-star early in his career before he was really any good. All right.
Like, hey, Goran Dragic, that's how he got in.
He got in his altar. Right. So strange things happen, but I think Jimmy is deserving. And again, if he plays, that's another matter. All right. We're going to get to this game here tonight and Kyle Lowry. Before we do, just want to tell you about our product code real quick, because I've been telling you about Get Solis. They're going to be down at the convention center in Miami. Okay. So if you want to check them out, if you're down there, go check out their booth, because you can find out even more about them than I tell you about here. But basically, they're going to be at the Miami Marathon Expo at the Miami Beach Convention Center at booth 114 over the next couple of days. And this is where you want to go if you need electrolytes. Okay. So if you're a distance runner, you play tennis, any kind of endurance athlete, get Solis. Go to getsolis.com. That's getsolis.com. You will get 10% off your order by using the code 5RSN. And we always mention here a couple of other products you can get using the code 5RSN. 20% off at manscaped.com for all of your grooming products, and 25% off at therapistpreferred.com for all of your premium CBD. So the same code, 5RSN, getsalise.com, manscaped.com, therapistpreferred.com, and you will get significant discounts. All right, let's get to Kyle Lowry tonight. The stat sheet, not significant. He only made one shot, right? And he only played, I think, 22 minutes, which was not stunning against this opponent. And after missing as much time as he did and going through some of the trauma that he's been going through again, Kyle may talk about it in post game. I'm not sure if he speaks to the media tonight. And if he does, Brady or Alex will cover it for you on Twitter. But, you know, we've kind of known what's been going on, but sort of allowing, you know, Kyle, like the team is, the chance to say it. Actually, he didn't make a shot tonight, right? He had 2 points, but they were free throws. He was 0 for 1 from the field. 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. But I think Crotty hit it best tonight, and we've discussed this. Lowry's presence, first, Jimmy looked happy. Okay, there were some moments that were captured. But Crotty's presence just allows everybody to go back to their most natural roles. That is his most significant impact. I felt like Jimmy and Bam played a relaxed but solid game tonight, both of them. It didn't feel like they were forced to do too much. And when we've talked, particularly late game, it didn't get to that tonight because it turned out to be a blowout. But particularly late game, but even throughout the game tonight, throughout the recent games, it has felt at times like Jimmy and Bam were kind of figuring out, okay, should I go? Should you go? Am I supposed to be the primary ball handler here? Are you? When Kyle's out there, you know he's the primary ball handler. And for Bam, it's more about sort of picking when he can be aggressive, which you want to be more often. And the second thing is, and then obviously for Jimmy, it's sort of isolating those mismatches and taking advantage of them. And the two of them were 14 of 27 tonight, combined for 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 6 assists. So like solid, efficient, not over the top elite, but solid games for both of them in the same game, which we haven't always seen lately. And Greg, I think that had a lot to do with Kyle's presence.
Yeah. And I mean, they shot 40% from three. That's usually indicative upon, you know, if they're winning. And this is the other thing with Kyle, because it's funny that you referenced the box score and he had 6 turnovers. And when you looked at that, you would say, oh gosh, Kyle, you know, he's easing his way back in. And that's probably true. There's something about when he is back that intuitively it's like everybody figured, like they just say, oh, okay, now I know what I'm supposed to be doing again. And you have a team of such adaptable, multifaceted players that they can do a bit of everything. And I think that sometimes if you don't have somebody who is orchestrating that and quarterbacking it, I mean, those are kind of cliche, anecdotal kind of things to say, but guys try to maybe do too much in certain moments or do too much of certain things in moments because they're trying to compensate for the lack of Lowry being there. So just his presence, I think you nailed it there, that it puts everybody in their exact pieces of this puzzle that makes it fit. And you just saw the offense was humming. I felt like there were just a number of moments where you saw Tyler getting to all kinds of stuff, different counters, getting in the lane, doing, I mean, the dunking, like that stuff was awesome to see. It shows you that he's working on himself physically, because we're halfway through a season where he is logging heavy minutes with heavy usage. And he is, you know, like physically you're seeing him looking as bouncy as he's looked all season. So Bam being efficient, being aggressive, plus, you know, 26 box plus minus doesn't hurt either. So, I mean, you're right. Before we started the show, we said, what are we really going to talk about here? Because this was kind of like a JV type game. But this Heat team, I think, needed this type of game where the group comes together and the cohesiveness works and they all kind of feel good going into Charlotte.
Yeah. And Charlotte's not going to be easy. We know obviously that in Ball and Bridges, they got two guys playing at a high level. They like to spread the floor and they score. They're the highest scoring team in the NBA. So that will test the Heat's defense, but you did want to see Tyler get comfortable. And again, I think Lowry being back helps that also. It's just, all of those guys can handle. They all can handle. Jimmy can handle, Bam can handle, Tyler can handle, but you don't want any of them making that their primary responsibility. That's where this team got into trouble last year. They started to look lately like they looked last season without Kyle, that there's just times that the offense gets rudderless. And then again, defensively, Kyle gives you another defender. I like them pairing him with Gabe again tonight and Gabe getting those minutes. I thought the minutes were interesting. We're going to get to more of that kind of after the break. And again, it's a weird game because you're playing against a San Antonio team that's not very good to begin with. They were without people, some of their key people. And then again, they were, you know, the game was early. There weren't many fans there as a result of the ice storm. So it was just a weird, weird deal. And you just wanted to escape it. But, you know, Duncan led them in minutes tonight with 34 and he scored 17 and he got off to a good start. He made four of his eight threes. Everybody was kind of back in their natural roles tonight. You didn't have Caleb Martin, but we are going to talk about one tweak that was made tonight that I think is interesting as we go forward. Before we do, though, I'll tell you about one more sponsor, the Five Reasons Sports Network. This is where you go for your IT, okay? And IT is about a lot of things, right? I mean, obviously, you need to get your phones. They got a free phones deal at CPT of South Florida. They definitely can take care of that, your computers, all that stuff, but also security. Security is obviously critical these days. You got to protect your information. So go to cpt-florida.com. That's cpt-florida.com or reach out to TJ at 954-966-2766. That's 954-966-2766. He's got a promotion that includes 25% off cloud phone service, including free phones in the first 2 months of service free, but it'll also give you a free security evaluation and get you set up that way. So don't deal with a sales rep, deal with an owner. TJ at CPT of South Florida. Again, it's cpt-florida.com. Phone number is 954-966-2766, specializing in security, cloud-hosted phone systems, and managed IT. All right, there's a tweak now. We've seen a couple of times from Eric Spoelstra, and sometimes I feel like he does things not because it's what he's actually going to use going forward with the exact same personnel, but he just kind of wants to see how other players on the team adjust to it. This felt a little like a preseason game tonight. Like you had to get the win, but there was enough wiggle room for him to experiment while having his core group back. And in a night that he did have PJ Tucker, I mean, they didn't have Yurtseven available. He played Bam and Dedmon together again against a team that is not that big. I mean, they've got a couple of bigs. I mean, Hernan Gomez and, you know, Keldon Johnson's not a small, but I mean, they're not, you weren't going against Cleveland, right?
No.
Right. So he did this. It felt intentional. Like this was something he was going to get to one way or the other. Dedmon has 9 points, 3 rebounds, a couple assists. He had a three in there, which is interesting because when he does that, he provides a little bit of spacing. Bam, of course, we mentioned 18 and 11. But the minutes together, what do you think this is about? Is this about actually Bam and Dedmon playing together going forward? Or is this about maybe if a trade comes, maybe you look at Bam at the four with someone a little more or what? Because we've always felt they were going to size down now. And maybe PJ would become against a lot of teams sort of the backup five in addition to being the starting four. With Caleb as the backup for you. You didn't have Caleb tonight, so maybe that changed the equation, but I still felt it was interesting.
Yeah, no, I think that it's worth at least investigating and talking about Spoelstra experimenting with the bigger groups. We heard reports from Sean Devaney that they are looking for additional height for Embiid, which I think we've all recognized that if there was one thing that was maybe something in a 7-game series that could hurt this team, it would be how do you defend Embiid, right? So to look for size is not that shocking. So maybe that there's a little bit of experimenting with the two bigs, but really tonight for me, I thought it was more about if you just look down the roster, if you're not willing to play UD,
right?
Yurt was not there. It really shows you how vital Caleb Martin has been. He's essentially been the backup four. And that if they didn't have him, they have a huge hole in that position. Now, and Morris too, because of that situation. Totally. Now come playoff time, I think obviously the rotation shrinks and all of this changes, but to get through a regular season, you can't necessarily do that. So I think you did identify a hole. I think Spoelstra's trying these different things and we would expect him to do the size down stuff, but maybe that's just taken for granted that they're going to size down. So this was him just maybe on one night when he thought he could get away with it. I wouldn't read too much into it, I guess, is the short answer to that question.
Yeah, I don't think it looked bad, though. I felt like defensively, it looked like Bam felt like he had a lot more flexibility to run around.
Yeah.
You know, with Dedmon there. And you know, again,
it simplified things. Like, I keep coming back to this, and you said it early on about Tyler and simplifying his game. Mm-hmm. And the more and more players that they can find ways, and I didn't mean to interrupt you there, mm-hmm. that they can simplify things, I think it's worth trying. And for Bam, it looks like it kind of did that in certain ways.
Well, I feel like a lot of this is Eric's trying to find a way to unlock Bam every night to force Bam's aggression. Now, Lowry being back, I think will help that, because Kyle did it again tonight. He threw it into him and ran away. He does that all the time. Jimmy doesn't do that with him. Tyler won't throw an entry to Bam, at least not a good one. I don't know what that's about. But Kyle will throw the ball into him and he will run to the other side. It's like, no, sorry, I'm not here for you to send it back to. Okay, go. And we talked about that before when Kyle was signed, that was one of the things he was going to do. And that is the tough love that Kyle uses on teammates. Okay, I mean, DeMar DeRozan, I just saw Alana posted this on her Instagram. Like, DeMar DeRozan did an interview with Taylor Rooks where he was talking about how he didn't like Kyle the first year they were together, because he had to figure out, he's like, you know, he's kind of an asshole. Okay. But eventually I got to love that asshole. And that's like Jimmy's people say that about Kyle too. They say he's an asshole, but he's our asshole. And so I feel like that's what Kyle uses with these guys to get them to play a certain way. And so I do think there's a certain level of aggression from Bam that will be brought out just with Kyle's presence. But I feel like this is part of it too. It's like, okay, Bam, you can go. You've got Dedmon in there with you, okay, to clean up on the boards if things don't. So just do your thing. I felt like that was part of it. But you're right. The Caleb Martin addition has been so important in so many different ways. And one of the ways is they haven't found a backup four. I mean, at Markieff Morris, you know, that situation, I mean, it's almost to the point of just giving up on him playing for them again this season. I'm there.
Me too.
Yeah. And so it's, you know, and otherwise you're talking about playing a guy like Struess or Jimmy, somebody else at that spot, or going with more UD. And so, you know, I think this is another way to sort of attack it. All right. Well, I'm stalling here a little bit because I'm waiting for this game to end. It's 112-112. Now between the Bulls and the Raptors. We are going to be doing this, it feels like, for 4 months, because these teams in the Eastern Conference are all separated by two games. I don't think we're going to get to a finale here by the time we finish the podcast, though. So check out our sponsors, cpt-florida.com. All Pro Construction Builders. Start to put that one in your head. All Pro Construction Builders. And then also, and you get 10% off if all their work there if you mention us. And also use our code 5RSN at getselease.com, manscaped.com, therapistpreferred.com. I'm going to do one last refresh here. One last refresh. Let's see. 32-9 left. ESPN app is always slow, though.
They're coming back out onto the court. I have it live on, but this is bad podcasting.
This is bad.
The listeners, right. They'll be hate tweeting at us.
Find out in the morning. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.